welcome to Food Segment on WGXC, where I investigate food places and tell you all about my discoveries.
I would definitely have the salmon tartare. I just, like, if I'm gonna have the steak tartare, and maybe on my second visit I would have the steak tartare.
On a recent rainy Wednesday evening, I convinced a few dining companions.
We all need to work on our French accents. I don't know if you've noticed, but I...
to join me at Shadow 66 at 47 Old Post Road in Ghent.
Hello.
No, it's okay.
Nice to see you again.
Hi. Bonjour.
An easy-to-miss green farmhouse with black lettering and a logo of an old car.
What did you see? Oh,
wait, did you see it behind me?
There's a car inside. Did you see the car?
How long has it been open?
I don't know.
It's been open about 2 years. I don't even.
They have cars inside at Shadow 66. Two are parked in the corner of the dining room, sectioned off by velvet rope.
There's a lot.
Two cars inside instead of putting more tables. It's really crazy.
I mean,
there's also a motorcycle inside of a back room I found when I wandered into it looking for the bathroom. We were seated at a cozy table with a view of their rectangular bar, which is shiny with bottles, glasses, and a reflective espresso machine.
I'm obsessed with the Michelin Man.
The restaurant is decorated with vintage car-themed memorabilia and photographs of the Michelin Man.
Should we get both?
I think we should maybe stick to the salmon.
Wait, what's a jumbo crab pillow? I want to lay on that.
Yeah, let's get the jumbo crab pillow.
I think we can skip the caviar.
Look at snails.
With guacamole.
I also think...
Oh, no.
This menu is different.
Yeah, they
because
do.
They have... On the,
where is the
snail? They have French onion soup.
Oh, yeah, we should definitely get
yeah,
snails.
Yeah, now they don't.
We ordered drinks and water.
Can I have a martini, gin?
The flat water, served on ice, had a soupy texture.
The water tastes weird.
It tastes totally fine.
It feels really weird in my mouth.
It tastes totally fine.
No, dude.
It's not right.
Something's wrong with it.
It definitely feels
like the texture is really off.
And one of our seltzers came with a straw in it that was not yet unwrapped.
What's the soup of the day?
Mushroom. Ooh. Made and it has a little real goat cheese and truffle oil.
Our server was warm and seemed pleased with our order.
And then we'll do
snails.
The tartare. Both of the tartars?
Yeah.
Both of the tartars.
Yeah.
The crab and the mussels.
Which included every single appetizer, along with the hanger steak with mashed potatoes.
Medium rare.
Yes, yes. Please.
Steamed mussels.
And the mussel, the saffron?
Sure.
And a duck leg confit.
Is there anything that you think we're missing?
Maybe I would do a side of french fries.
Yes, an side of fries. Yeah.
Yeah, very small.
After we put in our order, time began to stand still.
You're fading away.
I feel like you get trapped in the garage.
So you can't tell how long you've been here because the windows are kind of have this frost on them. So I feel like we should whip out some cards.
I feel like we're on an airplane where everybody needs to walk.
The salmon tartare was served in the depression of a white plate.
Okay, the salmon tartare has grapefruit.
With quarter-sized round crepes along its edge.
And a little salad on top of it.
I appreciated the warm and fluffy miniature pancakes with bites of citrusy salmon and herbs.
I don't want to try this soup.
My dining companions murmured praise for the mushroom soup.
There's only that one spoon.
It's really good.
I can't do truffle oil.
Which smelled strongly of truffle oil.
I think it's just mushrooms.
No, I believe it was liver.
And was rumored to contain pureed liver.
Okay, 10 out of 10, dip the fry in the soup.
Tous les garçons et les filles de mon âge font ensemble des projets d'avenir. The steak tartare in a classic round mold.
The steak tartare has like capers and a lot of mayo.
So much mayo. I kind of love
was
it.
Was served with French fries and a runny quail egg and had briny cornichons and Dijon mustard.
Basically, it's like lox, but it really tastes like smoky lox.
Yeah, it's definitely
on top
lox.
Of a pillow of crab meat.
The most controversial dish we tried.
There's also like a cream cheese, and then you also go deep into it, and then there's a mango flavor.
Was called jumbo crab pillow.
Well, there is sliced mango, yeah, like as a side, garnish.
A chunk of creamy crab meat.
A pillow of crab meat.
Neatly shingled with smoked salmon.
I'm very confused. It's overall confusing, but.
And what can only be described as guacamole.
There were a lot of haters for the crab pillow, but I first of all want to just say what an amazing name.
It is adorned with a small handful of herbaceous microgreens.
Well, there is sliced mango, yeah, like as a side, garnish. But...
And slivers of mango in a mango-flavored marmalade.
Everyone tried the crab pillow.
I kind of liked it.
I really liked it too.
The escargot on the menu as snails.
There's beef fat in the escargot.
Come in a trademark iron escargot dish with indents to hold the snail and its buttery juices. Theirs had a strong beef marrow flavor and finely chopped parsley.
Can you describe the presentation of the salad?
Very sculptural.
A visually breathtaking salad appeared.
I think the dressing is kind of almost like a ranch dressing.
On the menu, it is called bib lettuce fines herbs. The lettuces were arranged in a flower petal shape.
And then it has little tiny chives and fennel fronds
blooming from the center.
And some cherry tomatoes on it.
Covered in a light and tangy creme fraiche dressing.
And some, did you say chives?
It has chives, yeah.
And topped with scattered chives. Another waiting period began after our plates were cleared. So I surveyed the group to highlight which dishes were their favorite thus far.
The mushroom soup. I thought it was really well balanced.
Wow!
The duck leg confit had crispy skin and leaned against a mound of more French fries.
They're serving the ketchup in a soup spoon.
Really like and a handful of dressed baby greens and fennel.
The sauce is too sweet or
too sweet.
The duck and the steak were both served over the same savory reduced wine sauce. The steak came with fluffy mashed potatoes that appeared to be plated with a pastry bag.
Ketchup.
Yay.
Thank you.
The generous stack of mussels were served in an aromatic...
Yeah, like it has all the herbs really like cooked into it.
Creamy steaming liquid.
It's like a wonton soup spoon.
Our ketchup was served in a wonton soup spoon. And our mayonnaise in a gravy boat. Like our reflection in a funhouse mirror that we passed on our way out.
Which one's the coffee profiterole?
Three desserts.
The creme brulee, very lemony.
A citrus creme brulee.
Warm
chocolate lava cake.
Yeah.
A chocolate lava cake.
Profiteroles.
And profiteroles with ice cream.
The one. Does that have different flavored ice cream in it than the other ones? Yeah. Oh my god.
Thank you for listening to this edition of Food Segment on WGXC.